Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Boyle now, the district engineer and administrator of Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Maybe you can tell us both some stuff. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for all of your efforts. Tell me, for people that want to know about the major arteries, I guess we'll start there and work down. Everybody wants to know when the Crescent City Connection is going to be open. Everybody wants to know when I-12 is going to be open. Everybody wants to know when stuff's going to be open. You're at the mercy of the weather. Tell me about plowing efforts, desalting, and how all of that factors into this.
We're bringing out the heavy equipment this morning. We lost almost all of our assets yesterday between 11 and 4 o'clock with just the proliferation of this storm that came through. We did our best, and you know, unfortunately, the weather was just too much. You know, we had pre-treated. We had worked hard, and, you know, it was just too much snow. Right now, we're gathering up heavy equipment. We're bringing in other resources from other areas, and we're going to start trying to just physically get the snow off the road and the bridges right now. We're working with the city of New Orleans. They got a contract for some snow plows. We're bringing in motor graders. We got front-end loaders. We're focusing first on these bridges. The three bridges that I've been talking to you about over the last 3 days, we lost all of them, and we're gonna be focusing on the Crescent City Connection as well as the UEP Long Bridge to try and reclaim those assets today.
So the other elevated bridges in the area, for whatever reason, I'm thinking of Woodland Highway Bridge, because I know that was closed. Sheffman-Tura, the high-rise is closed, yes?
Yes. Yeah, the interstate's closed from in this area from Twin Span to Spillway.
So you work
and that's going to remain.
You start with the river crossings and then work out from there, Scott, is what you're looking at?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We're gonna do that. We're gonna try and hit different routes. I got a crew from Arkansas that's been helping in the western part of the state. They're gonna come down and they're actually gonna start working on the interstate. Our district crews are gonna be working on those river crossings. So we're gonna do a multi-faceted approach and try to just knock everything out. You know, Tommy, if we did nothing, everything would be melted by Sunday. We're trying to be proactive, and we want to get these roads and bridges open as soon as possible. So we're trying late Thursday, sometime on Friday, you know, depending on what the temperatures do. We kind of have a good feeling of what it's going to be, but we're definitely doing our best, and we're trying to get everything open as soon as possible.
Wait, so when you're talking about the major river crossings and interstates, you're talking about late Thursday, early Friday, best possible case?
We're trying to get the river crossings open today. We're trying to get those river crossings open today. We got crews on both UEP Long and Crescent City Connection right now. We're trying to remove all of the snow, and we're going to have an opportunity after lunch where the temperature is going to creep up above 32, somewhere in the 35, 36 range, and we're going to go in and throw that salt down so we can reclaim those bridges.
So after that happens, presuming there'll be no more precipitation, which there's not, then it should remain open overnight, and that you wouldn't have a problem after you put the salt down or whatever you got to put down in the brine?
Correct. Yeah, that's what we're anticipating. The caveat with that is that, yeah, those bridges will be passable, but everything around them will still have a lot of snow. So we need to ensure that connectivity, even if it's from Chapultepec to General de Gaulle. We need to have that connectivity for emergency service personnel, police, fire, ambulance, that they can get to and from the river. We're not doing this right now for residents and commuters. This is strictly for emergency operations until, tomorrow, Friday, then we're going to start opening up more things and being in a position where we can, have greater continuity throughout the city with our roadways.
For a time frame where people can really drive around, realistic, you're talking tomorrow evening, accurate?
That would be the earliest. It could well go into Friday morning. So, we're doing our best and pushing for late Thursday, but just to be conservative and with the amount of precipitation and snow we've gotten and ice, it may well likely be closer to Friday.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. Know you're busy. We'll take a break. Come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.